This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. Rescue workers are digging through sludge and debris looking for dozens of people who might be trapped after a mudslide ripped with a roar through a Japanese seaside town. Saturday's landslide has killed at least four people, according to the Associated Press. An official says 80 people are still unaccounted for. Authorities plan to release their names, hoping that perhaps some were away when the disaster struck. Many of the apartments and houses in Atami are second homes or vacation rentals. Officials say 25 people have been rescued. The disaster is an added trial as authorities prepare for the Tokyo Olympics, due to start in less than 3 weeks. Rescuers were given the all clear to resume work looking for victims at a collapsed South Florida condo building after demolition crews set off a string of explosives that brought down the last of the building. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava told the Associated Press that the demolition went exactly as planned around 10:30 p.m. Sunday. Crews immediately began clearing some of the new debris so rescuers could start making their way into parts of the underground garage that is of particular interest. Once there, they were hoping to get a clearer idea of the voids that may exist in the rubble and could possibly harbor the 121 people believed to be trapped. Pope Francis is alert, breathing without assistance, and in good overall condition following surgery to remove part of his colon. That, according to the Vatican on Monday. The 84-year-old Pope is expected to stay in the hospital for 7 days, barring any complications. That's following his 3-hour operation on Sunday night by a 10-person surgical team. This is VOA News. Tropical storm Elsa is sweeping along Cuba's southern coast, and forecasters expect it to make landfall on the island's central shore by mid-afternoon Monday. Cuban officials evacuated 180,000 people as a precaution against the possibility of heavy flooding from a storm that already battered several Caribbean islands, killing at least three people. Elsa is forecast to cross over Cuba by Monday night and then head for Florida, where a state of emergency has been declared in 15 counties, including Miami-Dade County, where a high-rise condominium collapsed last week. The United Nations envoy compared Belarus to a totalitarian state on Monday. The UN special rapporteur told the Human Rights Council the forced grounding of a passenger plane in Minsk shows the Belarusian government's wish to end all forms of dissidence. That forced landing of a passenger jet in Minsk led to the arrest of an onboard journalist in May. Anis Marin told the Geneva-based forum that the situation illustrates the desire of authorities to end all forms of dissidence by purging society of elements it considers undesirable. She said it is a form of purge that recalls those practiced by totalitarian states. She also described a deteriorating situation in the former Soviet state. Israel's parliament is to vote on whether to renew a temporary law first enacted in 2003 that bars Arab citizens of Israel from extending citizenship or even residency permits to spouses from the occupied West Bank and Gaza. Critics say it's a racist measure aimed at preventing the growth of Israel's Arab minority, while supporters say it's needed for security purposes and to preserve Israel's Jewish character. Israel's dominant right-wing parties strongly support the law, but Israel's new government includes left-wing opponents of the measure. The right-wing opposition, aiming to embarrass the government, has warned ahead of Monday's session that it won't provide the votes needed to pass the law. Some Spanish regions are rolling back curbs on nightlife only weeks after dropping them. This comes as soaring numbers of coronavirus infections pop up among the unvaccinated youth. Fearing that the surge contagion could strain healthcare services, health officials in several parts of the country are also rushing to reach people under 30 with COVID-19 jabs. Spain's strict vaccination rollout has so far focused on older and more vulnerable groups. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.